the role of the journalist is to embark on these investigative processes and then bring it to the public for scrutiny, where government agencies or related agencies will look at it. But if an association of such a nature or such stature of GJA is issuing such a statement, it's quite worrying. And I therefore appreciate why many are of the view that it is an attempt to gag the media or that section of journalism that, you know, seeks to investigate.
But Doc, if you want the GJA, for instance, to have cited instances, one will be asking, is it not clear? You listen to the radio, you read the newspapers. Don't you see what appears to be an attempt to attack personalities through allegations of corruption, which we know that no court has pronounced?
As a scientist, I wouldn't go on that tangent of argument of analysis, in the sense that the Ghanaian journalist has actually contributed immensely to the development of this country, and they are still doing that. I'm not saying that there wouldn't be breach of certain professional values, but notwithstanding that, to issue such a blank statement is quite worrying. There have been instances where journalists in this country have always tried to investigate one issue or the other, either during former President Kufuor or former President Mohamed's era. We've all been witnessing this. Why wasn't a statement of that nature was even issued? It's quite worrying. I think we need to be very circumspect as to when do we issue a blank statement of such nature. Journalism or journalist profession in this country is not any profession that can just be taken for granted. And to smear all of them, to put all of them in a pot, or being selective that some of them have set out an agenda to destroy local businesses, I think that is a very, I wouldn't like to use the word serious, but it's something that really calls for further investigation. What are the proofs? And I think as an association, GJA could have even brought those so-called senior-oriented journalists to their executive meeting and to draw their attention to some of these things. But to issue such a statement, I think it's a bit worrying.
You just heard the executive director of the Center for Media Analysis, Dr. Mesan Maugbe.